أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat invited all of his creation, especially the disbelievers and those who chose to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to study the creation of Allah. And as we said, you will find Allah and you will see Allah in every creation of him, whether it is the crops that grow from the earth, the fruit that grow on trees, whether it is the alternation of day into night, whether it is the moving and the orbiting of the different creations in the cosmic world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of so many different things that we observe and different experiences and occurrences that take place on a daily basis, which have the power and the ability to create within a person the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that proves undoubtedly the existence of the divine being of Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 45 of Surah Yasin, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Now after Allah invited them to study the Qur'an, which is one source or one channel through which hidayah can be attained, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced them to the Risalah, the Prophet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another source of hidayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then asked them to study the creation of Allah, which is another means through which hidayah can be attained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now when they are told, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ, Allah says, they pay no heed, and it doesn't affect them, and they do not even consider anything when it is said to them, اتَّقُوا, save yourself, guard yourselves, protect yourself of a punishment that could afflict you in this world, or could afflict you after you have left this world, so that you may receive mercy from Allah. Constantly be concerned about this punishment. It is said to the polytheists of Makkah al-Mukarramah that there is this punishment that could afflict you in this world, in this temporary abode. And if not in this world, then the world or the life that follows. Guard yourself, protect yourself, and say, guard yourself against this torment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they pay no heed to this, this warning that is issued to them. وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, and it does not come to them a single sign from the signs of Allah, regardless of the miracles that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed, regardless of the creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had asked him to study. Allah says that whenever a sign from the signs of Allah comes to them, they know that undoubtedly there is some divine power and some divine force that has allowed the sign to take place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are so stubborn and they are so obstinate, إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ, they are averse to it, they turn away from it, they ignore it, even though knowing that it is the truth. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, and when it is said to them, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ, spend, find. If you don't want to worship Allah and you don't want to accept Allah as the creation, as the creator, then give and spend from what Allah has given you on others. أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ, give to those who are needy and spend on those who do not have. So Allah has given you and Allah has provided you. And if this is said to them, قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieve would respond, and they would say, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they would say to the believers, when the believers encourage them to spend of their wealth on others, they would say, أَنُطْعِمْ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ, are you asking us to feed those whom Allah could have fed if Allah so wished? You say Allah is a Razzaq. You say Allah is the provider. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of his entire creation. And now you are asking us to spend on those who do not have? Are you asking us to spend on those whom you yourself claims that Allah provides for them. If Allah wished, Allah could provide for them, so why should we spend on them? Why should we give them? This was the argument that they would raise. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a system that applies to the human being. When you look at the animal kingdom, and you look at animals, and those creatures that live in the jungle, you have no rich and no poor amongst them. They are all equal. Nature's food spread is available to every one of those creatures and animals. They eat as they please. They do not have the responsibility of providing for others, and they do not rely upon others. That is the system that exists there. So directly, they receive their sustenance from Allah. As far as the human beings are concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a different system in place for the humankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not directly provide for the human being. The human being receives his sustenance via a means and via a medium. And the reason for this is quite obvious. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the human beings to create within themselves and amongst themselves the quality and the characteristic of mutual cooperation and mutual assistance and mutual help and love for one another, concern for one another, sympathy towards one another. And that is created and that is effectively found through, which means, through the means of taking and the means of giving and receiving. We find that it naturally creates within us a concern to show compassion and sympathy towards others. And that leads to mutual cooperation and it leads to mutual affection and love amongst the humankind and amongst the human beings. So you find that the rich and the wealthy, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given abundance to, and they have the ability to spend on others, the poor are in need of the wealth of the rich. But the rich, they are in need of the services of the poor. So Allah has created the system. One relies on the other. The one who is rich is not independent and cannot say that I am in no need of the poor. You need the services of the poor. And the poor, on the other hand, cannot claim that he is independent and that he is not in need of the wealth of the rich. He requires the wealth of the rich. So Allah has created a beautiful system that exists amongst the humankind. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to spend on those who do not have. In antum illa fi dalalin mubin. However, the disbelievers, they were so shallow in their understanding and they could not see the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the wisdom in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would then say to the believers that why should we spend on those whom Allah can feed? Why should we feed them when Allah can feed them if Allah so wishes? In antum illa fi dalalin mubin, they would tell the believers that indeed you are all in clear error. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.